Beloved radio friends, this is Pastor Amara Uwezuozi, your brother in the Lord, greeting you this new year. We are glad that the Lord has been gracious to us as to usher us in into a year of great expectations. I bring you a message titled, Give Me Time. Give Me Time. And our reading will be taken from the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 7. The book of Job, chapter 8, verse 7, it says, Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. And we will also read from Zechariah, chapter 4. Zechariah, chapter 4, we will read verse 10. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are pleased to be in another season. We pray, Almighty Father, that the entrance of your word will inspire us and motivate us to great expectations this year. Because of the promise you've made to us, that your name be glorified. Inspire my listeners and transform their lives for better. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I said our topic is, Give Me Time. This is derived from what we have read, that we should not despise the small beginnings. And we need to repeat it and tell someone, Give Me Time. Because God has gone ahead of us, and it will never be the same again. We are going higher. Our God has promised us great things this year. Levels are going to change for good. Power will change hands. Some people are going to change status. The barren will bear children. The unmarried will get married. There's not going to be more delays any longer. In spite of the economic stresses, many will move to another social strata and be able to meet their needs. Some will acquire skills that will be relevant internationally. Many will answer God's call to the ministry. Strange manifestations of healings will become rampant. I'm excited at what God is about to do in the lives of our people. We have stayed so long in one place, it is time to cross over. The Red Sea will divide. The God of Elijah is our God. For your sake, the Jordan will divide. Of course, yes, God said to Paul in the Bible, you have testified in Jerusalem. You will also testify in Rome. It is the desire of God to move us to higher levels. New careers will begin to manifest. Many great careers began in a small way. Unfortunately, many people do not recognize the beginnings of greatness. The Bible teaches us not to despise the small beginnings. Countless Christians throw away great careers in the ministry because they cannot recognize the beginnings of a great career. Never forget this. The greatest careers began in the smallest ways. A tiny mustard seed brings a mighty three-fourth. There is no relationship between the size of the seed and the size of the tree. I want to draw your attention to six people who began small in the Bible. Number one of them is Elisha. Elisha began his career as a prophet by washing the hands of Elijah. When you read from 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11, it is on record that through Elisha, 16 notable miracles were performed. Yet the Bible calls him as one who poured water upon the hands of Elijah. In other words, he started as a servant, as an aide to Elijah, and grew to what he was before his death. There is great potential in you, but while you are developing, you will be disciplined. You are expected to be disciplined. You are expected to be consistent. You are expected to be committed. You are expected to grow the fruit of patience and be focused. You need to tell someone, give me time, I will soon be there. Let me draw attention again to the second example in the Bible. The great army general Joshua began his career as a servant to Moses. In Exodus chapter 24 verse 13, the Bible says that Joshua was an assistant to Moses. But Joshua later took over and led the children of Israel to the promised land. He conquered lands and kings, yes, and became a conqueror. Perhaps you may need to repeat to yourself that I'm a conqueror, and you cannot be anything less this year. But you need to start small. Start from where you are. The third example is David. David the king, the greatest king of Israel. He began his career as a player of instruments in the palace of the king, King Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 22 to 23, we read that Saul requested David to come to the palace and play instruments. And whenever David picks up the instrument and plays, the distressing spirit will leave Saul. In other words, David used instruments to cast out demons. I mean, this thing will now take our time to pray and ask demons to leave. David did it easily by playing the guitar or violin. Evil spirits will leave. That's how he started his career, in a small way. But he grew to become the greatest king of Israel. Our third example is Aaron. Aaron and Hur held the hands of Moses in the battle of Amalek. They lifted the hands of Moses and held it. That's how they started the career. Aaron later became the first high priest of Israel. That's how he started his career. We will not forget to mention two women. Ruth. Ruth started her career by helping an elderly and frustrated mother-in-law and widow. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 to 17, we read the classical statement by this woman who committed herself to the mother-in-law and said she will follow her, she will die where she dies, her people will be her people, and she will never leave her. He said to Naomi, "Do not entreat me to leave you. I've taken my decisions." Oh, my radio listeners, you know that Ruth was later linked up to the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. God saw her commitment. God saw her piety. God saw her the attention she gave to her frustrated mother-in-law and widow, and rewarded her accordingly. Little beginnings cannot be overlooked. But that's how God expects us to start. So this year you start little, and you will grow to realize the very destiny God has prepared for you. Our last example is Esther. Esther started her career by obedience to her uncle. She was not living in her biological home, but she was so obedient to her uncle. That's how she started her career and ended up to be a queen in a foreign land. That's how to start career, small ways. I am seeing greatness ahead of us. I am seeing peaceful and vibrant families. I am seeing kingdom supporters. I am seeing people who can write a check to bankroll the cost of planting churches in our cities. Why asking people to give you time? You need to develop your spiritual capacity to handle greatness. And you also need to pay attention to character development than the outside, which are preoccupation of most people today. Pay attention to develop your character than the outward wear and outward look, which is also important. But the more important is character development. Always present yourself to spiritual x-ray and scanning and self-examination, which eventually is a tool, a key for effective use by God. And the third thing you need to do while waiting is increase in knowledge. Attend seminars, conferences, and church services. Let me read a passage in Exodus chapter 23, verse 30, as we begin to bring to an end this message. Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 23. The Bible says, "Little by little, I will drive away your adversaries so that you will gain the land and occupy it." No, little by little, you increase. Increase until you become effective and be able to manage the resources of God. My people, you need to start something this year, something small. With nothing, nothing grows. But with something, it grows and becomes big. All great things are achieved through vision. patience and hard work. I trust that this message will appeal to you, and I trust that you will do the needful. May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that your name will be glorified this year. Lord, as we will not despise the small beginnings, and we will put our hands on things that will grow, and things that will bring glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.